Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
It came in the mail just yesterday, a desperate letter from a young man who was madly in love with a beautiful young woman. But he was facing a big problem. She doesn't know that he cares for her, and he doesn't know how to go about telling her. Young love can be so frustrating, but there's one thing for sure. Either he had better learn how to put it in words, or else someone else will find those important words and win her heart. Destiny in life is not the result of fate or chance. It's the result of your decisions, the direction you go with your life, and then your determination to follow through with your commitment to those goals. A challenge which seems to be a rebuff may actually be the making of an important accomplishment. Take, for example, Isaac Watts, who complained to his father that the hymns which were sung in their church were just plain boring and old-fashioned, with words that had no meaning to his youthful generation. Challenged by his dad's words, "If you think you can write better hymns, why don't you?" he set out to improve the music of his day. He did, too. And today, Isaac Watts is still remembered as the author of the Christmas carol, Joy to the World, and among the 350 hymns of his are favorites still sung, such as "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross" and "I Sing the Almighty Power of God." Scores of people are stopped dead in their tracks by a single rebuff or rejection. Others are only goaded on by rebuff. Grace Livingston Hill's first novel was rejected by 40 publishers before a single one would publish her first manuscript. In the year 1902, the poetry editor of the Atlantic Monthly returned a sheaf of poems to a 28-year-old poet with a curt note saying his magazine had no room for it. The man whose poetry was rejected didn't stop writing, and eventually Robert Frost became poet laureate of a generation who did understand vigorous verse. Albert Einstein knew rejection, too. In 1905, the University of Bern turned down his PhD dissertation as being irrelevant and fanciful, but he didn't quit. And ponder this, too. A rhetoric teacher at Harrow, an exclusive school in Britain, wrote on a report card, "A conspicuous lack of success." A generation later, the same individual, Winston Churchill, then serving as Prime Minister of Great Britain, thundered, "A 1,000 years from now, all the world will say this was Britain's finest hour." Well, going one step further, it takes a certain amount of determination and grit to accomplish anything spiritual for God. For a lot of people will rebuff you and tell you you're not good enough. Don't listen to them. Your determination to do the will of God, regardless of what others may think or say, helps write your future. Take a lingering look at some of those in Jesus' day who were rebuffed and how their determination to reach Christ was rewarded. Read Luke 19 about Zacchaeus, the short little guy who climbed a tree to see Christ, and he was rewarded with dinner for two. Remember Bartimaeus, blind from birth, who couldn't be stilled by people saying, "Don't bother Jesus." He received his sight. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Note those words, "I know the plans that I have for you." I'm Dr. Harold Sala, and I would like to hear from you. If this program has been a blessing to you or an encouragement, let us know. And if you have a question, let me know as well. You can go to our website and download what you've just heard or print it out. It is www.guidelines.org.